Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into a hot topic that's been wrecking video projects left and right. It's all about the 5 mistakes with Suno AI that could be killing your video creativity. Right, it's so easy to get caught up in the excitement of using AI tools, but if you're not careful, you could end up with copyright strikes or worse, losing your revenue stream. That's wild. So what's the first mistake that creators make? Alex, well, first up, it's all about ownership rights. You might think that just because you pay for a Suno AI tier, you own the music. But after their update in November 2025, that's not the case anymore. Wait, so you're saying even if you pay for it, you don't own it? That sounds confusing. Exactly. They grant commercial use rights, which sounds great, but the ownership is split. That means if your video goes viral, you might only see about 1 to 10% of the royalties, while the platform keeps the rest. That's a massive blow, especially for independent creators. Wow, so it's like building a house and only owning the front porch? Right, and it doesn't stop there. The partnership with Warner Music has changed the landscape even more. While the audio quality might improve, it complicates ownership in ways that most creators aren't prepared for. So what's the takeaway here? Always read the terms of service. You need to know who owns what before you hit publish. Got it. What's the second mistake? The second mistake is using generic prompts. Many creators just type in something like cool rock song and hit generate. Oh no, that can't be good. Not at all. Vague prompts produce generic sludge. Studies show that using generic music can drop your video retention by 39%. People can tell when the audio just feels cheap. So, what do you suggest? Be specific. Instead of just saying hip-hop, say something like 180 BPM trap beat, heavy 808 bass, drop at 8 seconds. It boosts your match rates by 62%. That makes so much sense. The music needs to match the energy of the video cuts, right? Exactly. If your video is fast-paced, you need a high BPM. It's all about creating that connection. That's a game changer. What's the third mistake you see? Poor audio sync. This one is huge. Even if you have a fantastic song, if the beats don't hit at the right moments, it feels off. Ugh, that's like having a car engine misfiring, right? Poor audio-visual sync can plague around 73% of beginners. When that beat drops too late, it kills the momentum. Engagement drops by 45%. That's a big hit. So how do we fix this sync issue? You can't just drop the track onto the timeline. You need to align it properly. Using tools like DaVinci Resolve can help map out the beats before you even bring the AI track in. Interesting. I've heard that sync success rates can go up to 92% if you use these tools correctly. Exactly. Plus, breaking the AI-generated music into stems can let you arrange the audio to fit perfectly with your video. That's a clever way to ensure everything syncs up. So, what's the fourth mistake? The fourth is focusing too much on speed at the cost of quality. The market is getting flooded with AI content, and platforms like YouTube are starting to downrank low-effort materials. So it's like a race to produce content, but if you cut corners, you might end up buried? You've got it! By 2026, experts predict that 70% of streaming content could be AI-generated. If you're just slapping together raw AI tracks, you risk losing your audience's trust. Wow, that's a scary thought. Yeah, we're starting to see a trend towards human-made content being labeled as premium. Creators who adopt a hybrid approach, mixing AI ideas with real editing, are seeing better results. Like the case study you mentioned about TechBit, right? They lost out on money because they didn't diversify. Exactly. They lost $4,200 from demonetized videos, but saw a 2.1x view increase when they mixed it up. Okay, I see where this... And what's the final mistake? The last mistake is not adapting to changes in the AI landscape. With partnerships like Warner Music's, you need to keep an eye on copyrighted, so it's all about being proactive, huh? Definitely. Look for tools that offer transparency about their training data and consider using royalty-free libraries for your main projects. That makes sense. So, to wrap it all up, what are the key takeaways for creators? Alex, always read the terms of service, be specific with your prompts, ensure your audio syncs properly, and don't sacrifice quality for speed. Got it. Respect the mechanics of the business, right? Exactly. Thanks for tuning into the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. We hope these tips help you keep your creative juices flowing. That's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.